This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years, powered by the collective participation of 140 crore Indians. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Prime Minister Modi emphasised that under the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the centre has delivered path-breaking reforms with speed, scale and sensitivity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-round progress. In another social media post, Prime Minister Modi urged everyone to take part in a survey on the Namo app on India's growth journey over the last 11 years. Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda has said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has changed the political culture of the country by bringing politics of performance and giving responsible and responsive governance. Mr. Nadda was addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the completion of 11 years of the Modi government.
When I talk about political culture, I talk about the shift from negativism to positivism. Aaj Bharat ka aam nagrik kehta hai, Modi hai to mumkin hai. और इसीलिए हम ये भी कह सकते हैं कि ऑप्टिमिज्म में विकास आविष्कार और नवाचार ये तीनों चीजें जुड़ी हैं आज हम डेवलपमेंट भी कर रहे हैं और उसके साथ साथ हम बेस्ट प्रैक्टिसेस भी ला रहे हैं
ओहम गौड़ा परिखर्स बीरेंद्र प्रसाद बैश्या एंड बीजेपी कणाद पुरकायस टुडे फाइल्ड नॉमिनेशन पेपर्स फॉर द टू वेकेंट राज्यसभा सीट्स फ्रॉम असम मिस्टर बैश्या अ सिटिंग राज्यसभा मेंबर इज सेट टू रिटायर ऑन द 14th ऑफ दिस मंथ BJP's Ranjan Das is the other outgoing upper house member from the state. In Assam today, the one-day assembly session was convened to rename the Dibrugarh Airport as Bharat Ratna Bhupen Hazarika Airport. The house unanimously supported the resolution and will send it to the centre to rename the airport. The house under Rule 131 also congratulated the Indian Armed Forces for the resounding success of Operation Sindoor. Today is the 125th death anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, the revered Dharti Aba, who led a fierce resistance against the exploitative colonial system and fought for the rights and dignity of tribal communities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid a tribute to the great hero of the freedom struggle on his martyrdom day today. Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, is all set to undertake his first journey to space as part of SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission tomorrow for a two-week stay on the International Space Station. The flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center at Florida in the United States will begin the journey at 5:52 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, India's first astronaut, Rakesh Sharma, extended his best wishes to Group Captain Shukla for his upcoming space mission.
I'm looking forward to Sudhanshu's flight as well, just like anybody else in India. And I'm hoping that India will be the modern leader in the years to come in this world. And if we succeed in our mission, which I am quite confident we will,
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar held an interaction with the Indian diaspora in Sweden. Mr. Kumar is on a visit to Sweden to attend the International IDEA Stockholm Conference on Electoral Integrity, being organized from the 10th to 12th of June. During the interaction, Mr. Kumar reiterated the Election Commission's focus on inclusive participation and civic engagement among non-resident Indians and overseas citizens of India. Over 1,000 protesters clashed and faced off with National Guard troops in downtown Los Angeles during the latest demonstrations against immigration raids that swept across California. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has directed the Secretary of Homeland Security and Secretary of Defense to take all necessary action to restore order. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Rajasthan and UP till the 11th of June. IMD also predicted dust-raising winds very likely at isolated places over North India and West UP. And that is the end of this news bulletin.